That'd be crazy. That's so tight.
It was good.
Yeah. Thank you, bro. That was awkward.
No, I was going to do it.
I like Saturdays and Saturdays. I thought that was really...
I didn't think it was going to like translate.
Yeah.
Like you're different though. You're like a hyper analytical ass dude.
Yeah.
So like you pay attention to stuff, which I love.
Yeah.
But like I didn't think that was going to like translate well to just like somebody who listened to it.
Was it catching strays at matinees, turning Saturdays to Saturdays? Am I you? Did I write
it? Did you write that? Dang.
I was dude, that the way you were rhyming that one got me thinking, if do rappers ever like structure their stuff like super intensely, like, you know, like old rhyming patterns like AABB or like whichever?
I don't think about that.
Yeah, see, I don't think other people think about that, but the way I was like, I wonder if there's like people out there who can like write a verse super fast, just being like, oh, I want this to rhyme here.
You want
here.
Start to end before in the middle?
Yeah.
I write slow as hell.
No, I
like for that reason though.
Yeah.
Just because like I want to have them, like I want to say something. I don't want to just put down whatever. So like you're the only person that like does the whole like A, like bro, like when you talk about it like freaks me out because I'm like, bro, what?
I just think, like, I think it's so interesting that. That the same way, like, the same way in a dance, like, in a song, like, even if the space feels, like, more open to, like, do whatever you want, there's only a certain amount you can fit in. And there's only a certain amount of texture that you could fit in that's going to make sense for the next bar. And so I wonder, I know choreographers.
That's a crazy way to put it. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I never thought about dancing like that. Like,
yeah.
That's crazy.
So I was like, I wonder if, like, people structure. Because sometimes dancers, what we'll do is we'll go through the music and then we'll see how it feels and we'll structure it like just based off like a rough draft of like how we feel and the accents we want to hit. And then I was like, oh, I wonder if there's like a rapper that does that. I don't think so. Cause it doesn't make no fucking sense to do that. Don't get me wrong. It makes no fucking sense, but you know, like
you never know.
Like, yeah. As like
some people have like some off the wall ass like writing. Methods,
yeah.
So you never know.
Yeah. Some people have crazy process. Same for dancing. Some people just like, I've seen people like understand the counts in a song or like a really fast verse. Like I've seen them count it like, and just was like, oh, I get this. Like, I was like, what do you mean you get it? They're like, you're going to hold the one, you're going to hit and a two E and a three, hold four, five, go 60 and a seven, eight and a one. It's like, it's crazy. Like people, can structure it so fast. That's why I was like, dude, I wonder if the same things for writing. I'm sure it's not very many because that sounds stupid. It doesn't sound soulful, you know? Like, it doesn't sound like it's coming from the heart. It's too structured. But
it's too analytical.
Yeah, but I wonder if anybody does. What if Kendrick writes like that?
Damn, we should do like an episode where we just like break down stuff like that. I think that would be fire.
Yeah.
I'm down. We have the entire library of music to go off.
Yeah, for real.
We did do it for drill music in Zion.
Oh, yeah.
We did break that down a little bit more than we usually do.
Fuck Lupe Fiasco.
You love that album, though.
Okay, you don't got to say that to the public, people.
It's public. It's,
well,
guys, go listen.
Not
to,
in this episode. It resets.
Go listen to Listening Room Drill Music in Zion. It's great. It's a great episode. What's up? How y'all doing?
Yeah, what's up, bro?
What's up?
How's it going, guys? Welcome back to the episode here on the Entitled Mixtape. We are back with another episode.
Yeah, we all look faded right now.
I got tired because he's a little tired, and you came in, you were looking tired.
I'm drunk.
You're drunk.
Yeah, I've been not getting the most amount of sleep, but I've also been abusing that by like just staying up a little longer just because I miss the nighttime. So it's just my fault.
That's fair. That's fair. But we're back. We're back with another episode. We had something planned, but Lorenzo kind of brought it up to me that we can't just not talk about when we were young, since it's over. I've experienced it. We've all experienced it.
Yeah.
We're going to compare notes a little bit, see how things went on some things. Some things that still stay true 2 years later. and they already know what I'm talking about.
Something we warned them about.
Yeah.
But you had to. You had to, you know?
But before that, a little bit of news. There's been a lot of news. The biggest thing, rest in peace, Liam Payne from One Direction.
Yeah, who did pass away. That was very tragic.
Very tragic.
He was what, like 31? Or like something
like that? Yeah, I'm shaking my head because like, crazy. That's so like, I don't like, sometimes it's weird to hear about people my age pass.
And then the way it happened was like a freak accident.
Yeah, yeah, it was crazy.
31, he had fallen off the third story of a balcony. And tragically, of course, he passed away. There has been investigations. Something happening over there with pink cocaine. I don't know what that is, but that is what's coming in right now. But hearts out to, of course, his girlfriend and his family. And, of course, all the other members of One Direction.
Yeah, they all said something, too. It sounded really, really...
It's rough.
Yeah, that's just... I don't even know. You know, like I have nothing.
So that was the biggest thing to come out, of course. And with all the music coming out and stuff, you gotta step to the side and realize like some of these people were iconic. He's one of the frontmen of One Direction. So other than that, not a lot of music coming out as far as this Friday. We are getting closer to Halloween. It is.
Wait, hold on.
Almost Halloween time.
You're not talking about the Kendrick interview with SZA?
I was about to get to a piece of it, but I haven't watched it myself. But you're right. Kendrick did do an interview with SZA for, was it a magazine?
Yeah. It's not for a bizarre video, though. Like he just talked to her.
And he also talks
that Kendrick mystique.
He also talks about Not Like Us, I think.
Yeah, he talks about the beef. I didn't like finish it. But, yeah. Like I think it's pretty dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He picked SZA like on purpose.
Of course. Too. They have worked together.
And she, you know, she's cool with Drake. Yeah. So I feel like, you know, it's like a masterful thing. Mm-hmm. Like, let me pick. She doesn't, you know, she's cool with both sides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know.
How you like pick Switzerland.
Healthy middle. Yeah. Healthy middle. Of course, Tyler, the Creator, is in full album rollout mode right now. He did a teaser for Chromacopia.
That shit weird as hell.
On Thursday, I think. Yeah.
And then he dropped the video.
Yeah.
He dropped Instagram. The video.
And I watched it because like he's creative as hell, bro.
Yeah, I was like thinking about that. I was like, I would never make these choices. Not like, you know, like we're all used to Tyler and being like, you know, abstract, and you know, he gets to push whatever he feels is good for his art form, and he does it very well. And it's that dude creates.
Like I don't know. Like I miss this Tyler.
Yeah.
Like I know like this. Like, what was the last album?
Call Me When You Get Lost.
Like, I know people love that album, but, like, I loved, like, when he was just really in his, like, creative ass bag. Like,
Igor.
Just, like, Igor conceptual. Like, I love that version of Tyler. I feel like that's when he's at his best.
I think Flower Boy was a good, like, mix of Igor, Tyler, and I would say Chromacopia. I would also say Cherry Bomb, like, rapping.
Yeah.
I had both.
Yeah.
And then Igor was more artistic. Musically, it sounded great.
Yeah,
and like he got back.
Call
to
me,
like,
you get lost. Is
like the weird ass riffs and stuff.
Yeah,
like that's the Tyler I liked when he was just doing like abstract.
I like this Tyler because it sounds like all these things that he's ever created sounds like it's led up to like
this
redo. What is it? Turn my radicals. My radical. You know the song Radical? Like it has like those intense grungy noises, but it sounds very like producely clean. Yeah. So I'm really excited.
People are already breaking down that teaser video.
I'm sure.
Saying, oh, that's Kendrick Lamar. Oh, that's 21 Savage. Like they're already like identifying the people going in the storage container. And then yesterday he dropped Noid, which is Paranoid, and also a Black Sabbath homage to War Pigs, which was on the album Paranoid, fun fact. But, and that sounds just weird too. It goes a lot of places. And so he's not releasing this Friday. He's releasing on a Monday morning.
He's not going to go Tuesday? Wait.
He's releasing Monday morning. He had an interview with Nardwar to kind of explain his thought process. And he was like, we're all getting ready for the week. We're all more paying more attention because of work, because we are more focused. On Friday, we just want to chill out. We just want to listen to, we're passively listening to music on Friday.
Yeah.
It wasn't the good shit. And then he's like, Monday, we're focused. Like, I want to release my album when everyone is focused and listening. So he's releasing on a Monday.
I respect that so much. What a good thought process.
So that is going to be the 28th. That's next week, just a couple days before Halloween. So I'm hoping it's good. I mean, I'm hoping it's good. Like, he puts out really great creative projects all the time. And yeah, we'll see how it goes. And that's kind of the biggest news as far as this goes. Of course, Megan Thee Stallion is releasing an album again. Megan Act 2.
What?
Yeah, she's releasing a part 2.
How many has she dropped this year?
Just one.
Just one?
Glorilla dropped twice this year. But for some reason, the one she just dropped is her debut album. That doesn't make any sense to me. She dropped album 2 months ago.
I feel like when it comes to that, like, anybody can say.
Yeah.
Like, it's up to the artist to be like, all right, this
is my debut.
That's true, yeah.
Like, I still feel like I haven't dropped my debut album.
Yeah.
And I've dropped, what, like, 4 projects?
Yeah.
5? Are you sure? 4 projects?
Are you sure?
I have you up. I can check.
Hold on.
Why would you ask that?
1, 2, 3, 4. 4 here.
And then,
4 here.
Huh?
Okay, 4 projects.
What?
It's 4. Color Composition, Subtle Art of a Concept, The Lost Tapes, and Almost Never Was.
And Dollar.
You're missing something.
Dollar is an EP, so it's not under albums. It's just 4 tracks.
Dollar. Yeah.
So you 5 have projects? None debut album.
Yeah, like, I don't feel like none are, like, my debut.
No, that's fair.
But they can all, like, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Like, if one day I'm just like, you know what? That was my debut.
Yeah, but that's other than that, Charlie XCX released another album with Brat, and it has more features. Go check it out if you're interested. But other than that, that's it. I guess the topic, I got back from when we were young. I lived. I'm alive.
Yeah.
My phone was at 8% at the end of the night. I thank God, because I turned my phone off halfway through when we were young because of it. So, fuck. Where do we even begin?
All right. What would you, out of... Denko, say your score. But Denko, the scoring was 1 out of 69.
59. 59.
Your When We Were Young experience.
Why is 69?
Because it's
y'all
funny.
Just some freak ass bulls.
You know who I am. I'm the one that right asked now. The question.
All right. I say a 50.
Yeah, 50? Taking account food, yeah. Taking account
food ass. That. Like, they had some good joints, but it was ass.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 50. I'm going to give it a 58. I was going to say 57, but I'll put one extra point for my childhood heart.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. So we rolled in Saturday when they're already doing it. Shout out to Slice Pizza. Pause. Shout out to Slice Pizza. It's right down the street from the venue. It was a horror-themed pizza place. I got the Pennywise, so pepperoni hot honey. Fucking delicious.
That sounds real good.
Shout out to them.
Bro, I feel like that's like a combination you can't fuck up.
You can't. Yeah. No, but
like,
it was
that
good.
Is so good.
It was so
like,
good.
It's so good. Like, if you fuck up a pepperoni and hot honey pizza, you're trash.
I will tell you. I will tell down, you. Dude. Pizza Hut has fucked it up.
That's Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
They had like their drop off needs to be fucking like
studied.
Yeah, bro. They used to have sit down joints.
The salad bar.
You can't even sit down in a joint no more. You just gotta talk to the people and wait there.
So
it's like a little Caesars.
We rolled out to When We Were Young at like 11 o'clock. We got to When We Were Young Sunday. No line. We just rolled in like there was no waiting. We scanned our little wristband. We were in. We went to our first set, and I saw Emery. Which I've never been an Emery fan. That's like more for the older emos. They were great.
Older emos is crazy.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. Like, it was a mix.
I had something about that.
That's also crazy, man.
So, my bad. But let me pull up, because I do have... We got to see everyone we wanted to see, with only a few exceptions and sacrifices. Like, Boys Like Girls, I couldn't. I had to take a break.
That's valid. Yeah. Festival, got to pick and choose. You should have heard Lewis the whole time. The whole time Lewis was there, he's like, oh, this is fucked up. Like,
nah, bro, it's fucked up that they do that. Like, yeah. It's really fucked up that they're like, oh, let's play these four bands that everybody loves at the same time. Like, bitch, what?
You got to pick and choose?
What is wrong with you?
So we saw Emery. They were cool. I went straight to Purple Stage to go see Mayday to Parade. Loved it. They played all of A Lesson in Romantics.
Did Jason? No?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. But...
Which is... I don't know why that's weird to me. Just because he's like still helping them write songs.
Yeah.
So I figured he would have been there. That would have been crazy, though. If he would have performed the whole album with them, that would have been nuts.
I didn't realize that the singer had changed at all until halfway through. I was like, not the singer, the drummer, right?
Huh?
Jason Lancaster?
He wasn't the drummer. He was a guitarist, and he was just like another lead singer, but he left the band.
Yeah. So it was covered by the drummer, the singing.
Oh, no, he's okay. So the way they did it is like the main vocalists were Jason and Derek. Mm-hmm. And then the drummer, he always sang, but he did like background vocals.
He did the background vocals.
But so he was singing there. Jason's parts, right?
Yeah. No,
it was the guitarist.
It was Derek, the new singer. The new lead
What
singer.
Are you doing? Derek's always been in the band.
Okay, I'm
no.
What do you do?
No. Don't piss me off right now. This is my favorite band. No, yeah, because they have so one of their current guitarists took Jason's part.
Okay.
But I don't think they've had like any band member changes aside from Jason leaving.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, yeah, it's been the same. It's just Jason's not there.
Yeah. It was so great.
Yeah.
It was fun. Loved it. I'll talk about the crowd later as a whole of When We Were Young. Then we just swapped over because the next stage was Under Oath. One of my favorite fucking sets.
They went early?
Yeah. 1 o'clock.
What?
And it was amazing. They even played Writing on the Walls.
Oh my God!
They defined the great line.
You can't even. That's cheating, bro. They not even. They supposed to play their. They only played chasing the full safety. Thing. So how are they cheating like that? How they get to do
they
that?
They were like, we have a couple more minutes. We're gonna fucking play. This isn't on the album. Is Define the Great Line. Is Writing on the Walls.
And that's like, bro.
That's
what
shit,
the fuck.
You know that makes you know.
I would have threw up. That's my shit. That's like one of the first songs I learned how to play on the drums.
Damn, that's crazy. What's it called?
It was so good.
That's fucking crazy.
You know, now that I'm thinking about it, like as like somebody who's that age, you know, 1 o'clock Under Oath makes so much sense. So like the parents can get home.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like this is what I came to see. Like I get to go home.
I will tell you, depending on the age of the band,
yeah.
Like that it is, you could tell the crowd.
Yeah.
Like I was surrounded by my brother.
Yeah.
Like they were there to have fun. They were happy, and then. We'll talk about Pierce the Veil later.
Hold on. So Spencer's vocals were good?
Yes.
Live? Really?
Yes. And Aaron's, of course.
Aaron's
he was
fake.
Fucking...
Aaron's fake as shit.
He was going off, though.
He's fake, bro.
I don't know how he does it.
He's fake.
I'm he's telling you, drumming he's fucking, and singing?
He's AI generated, bro. Like, the fact that he could do this still...
Yeah.
Like, bro, he's been doing this since he was, what, like, fucking, like, 17?
He was working overtime. And I was with it. I was so happy to see it, man.
That's my favorite and drummer, bro.
Playing that whole album is so good. And that album is 20 years.
It's the 20th anniversary. Safety?
Yeah. They're Fuck. Only chasing safety. It's 20 years.
I don't like that.
Damn.
And that's a trend. Is like it's either 20 or older. And then, of course, the newer bands are 10 years.
Yeah.
So, and then we were going to see Devil Wears Prada.
Even that's crazy, though. The newer bands is 10 years. Like, that's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck are we doing?
We're dying.
Instead of seeing Devil's Wear Prada, we went to the restroom, and then we went to go see a bit of 303. It was, I did it for the, unironically.
Yeah, for the funsies.
Yeah, for funsies.
Yeah, yeah.
It was fine. The ghost stage, which is one of the stages in the middle, away from the main stages, the bass was fucked. Like, it was bad.
I think that was what happened to ours, too. Remember, there was, like, one where the audio wasn't good.
Oh, my God,
it was the one in the grass. It was where...
The Wonder Years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Their audio went out. They did that shit all by just, like, off the strength.
Damn.
Like, the audio went out in their ear, everything. Yeah. So they didn't have shit. They were just playing it just by, like... They thugged it out, and it was good as shit.
It was, though.
What I realized about Ghost Stage was that audio was always fucked when we were there. And it was hard for the bands to do anything. 303, I couldn't hear what the fuck they were saying. It was just bass.
That's okay. Yeah. You don't have to.
Yeah, no. It was funny. It was funny.
Yeah, they don't be saying shit anyway.
We were only there for 15...
They just there for the dances.
15, 20 minutes, because we went over to go see Coheed and Cambria. Now, this shit's crazy. So we go see Coheed and Cambria. They start playing Good Apollo Unburning. They play The Suffering. They play fucking Welcome Home, of course. They play all of that album. And then they start teasing Second Stage Turbine. Which is the man your own jackhammers, man your battle stations. We'll have you dead pretty soon.
He's smiling right now.
Yeah.
He's smiling, guys.
And they were like, nah, we'll just play the rest of the album. And then they were like, and everybody like fucking freaked out. And then they played that song, but they also played Favorite House in Atlantic.
Oh, did they really?
They did.
Dang.
They did, dude. They were like, because the news came out that the drummer had come out saying they couldn't play all of Good Apollo Unburning.
Oh, yeah.
Because management told them it was too long.
Yeah.
So they were pissed.
Exactly. That's what weird.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, that album's like over an hour.
Yeah. And so they replaced some of the songs with Second Stage Turbine and Favorite House in Atlanta. It was fucking great.
Dun, 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 dun,
Claudio dun, still bam, has it, dun, man. He was shredding that guitar. At one point, he put it behind his back. He's doing the whole rock star thing. He was going crazy. So,
as he should.
Yeah, he was great.
Old men, you know? Old men trying to have fun again, you know?
And I told my brother, I was like, I'm sick and tired of people talking about Lin-Manuel Miranda being like the most famous Puerto Rican. Claudio Sanchez, the most famous Puerto Rican writer. Other than that, and then we went to go see Census Fail at the Ghost Stage. That guy, his showmanship, fucking 100%, but he can't sing like that anymore.
Wasn't he there when we went?
Census Fail? Census Fail was there, but I don't think we went to go see them, because I only knew one song.
Yeah.
I only know, what is it? It's the one that's just...
Calling All Cars, maybe?
No, it's the one with the numbers.
619? I think...
One of those.
Or it's like 187 or something.
I think they were ass, bro.
Yeah.
I think they were ass. That's when I got coconut water for the first time.
Oh.
So it hurt listening to that.
It was like Smoke Break.
What a memory.
Because Still Searching is my favorite album, and it hurt kind of listening to it because he can't sing like that anymore. But, man, his showmanship. He fucking walked out as Freddie Mercury in his Live Aid with just the shirt.
Really?
The beater and the pants. Yeah. Shark Attack, which is one of my favorite songs. He threw out shark inflatable things. He was like, it's a fucking Shark Attack. And he fucking crowd surfed in a boat while singing and climbed up onto the back of the sound stage where they were producing the shit. I have a fucking video of it real quick. Here he is in his boat.
That's crazy.
And then this motherfucker is just like, I'm going to climb up on this.
Okay, Steve Aoki.
But his screams are really good still. He still's got his screams, but his vocals, they're fucked. He can't sing like that anymore. Great Snowman Tip, one of my least favorite shows. Moving on quickly. Sets.
Go ahead. Talk your shit.
Then we went to Purple Stage. Before we went to Purple Stage, we did see a little bit of Neck Deep in the morning before Mayday Parade. Then we saw a little bit of Simple Plan, played the Scooby-Doo theme song, and I heard I'm Just a Kid. I was with it. I was like, this is dope. And then Purple Stage had Taking Back Sunday. When I tell you, I had a little bit of hope. Just to show you know, I missed Silverstein for this. Or I could have went to go see Motion City Soundtrack. Or the Starting Line.
any option.
And my brother was like, I'm excited. And I was like, we were warned about this. And Adam Lazara, I don't know. My brother was like, he's coked out or something. Like, the vocals are off. He's doing a whole different, like, melody throughout it. He's not singing the full album. And my brother was like, the band is good. Background vocals are good. The sound is good. It's just Adam fucking up our favorite album of all time. And it hurt. What did I text you? Like, it was like seeing a head-on collision with no seatbelts or some shit like that.
Yeah.
I think I told Alicia it was like watching a baby get set on fire. Like, this is like an important album to my brother. Most definitely. And he just saw it just get completely destroyed by Adam Lazara.
That's why we were trying to warn you. We were mostly trying to tell you that, like, keep the memory. Keep the memory you have of that band. Save yourself.
I was so devastated.
It's like one of those things where, like, they tell you not to meet your idols.
Yeah.
Because then it turned out to be, like, assholes. And then, like, your whole image of them is just shattered.
Gone.
It's like that.
I'm sure he has to do different melodies because he cannot sing.
Yeah.
For sure cannot sing the way he used to. And I think he's trying, but he's trying out different melodies to make it work for his voice. But it's really...
Because, I mean, even with the new albums that they've been putting out, they've been ass.
Yeah.
It's not the same band, bro. Yeah. Like,
it was devastating. And I just... But this is also where we stood on business. We were right next to Purple Stage. We had a good seat. We were standing in a good spot.
Yeah.
And we could see Pink Stage a little bit. And I looked at my brother and I was like, we're going to be here for 2 hours because the Used came up next on the next stage.
Yeah.
Used was great. They didn't get cut off on our day. They got cut off on Saturday with Taste of Ink because they played Taste of Ink. We listened to all of the Used. My brother's like, I'm hungry. I'm going to go get some food. Do you need anything? Full disclosure, I did not eat all day in the festival until the end. I didn't feel hungry, but
it was locked in.
I was hydrated like a motherfucker. So I told him, give me another Liquid Death. Thank you, Liquid Death. I said, just give me a water. He's like, cool. I know where you are. We're right by this big, tall, fucking white tower thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, he goes to the bathroom, gets his food. We turned our phones back on because this is when we turned our phones off because fucking battery was dying.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I hope he can get back. The Used plays Taste of Ink. They leave. And I didn't realize that there was like an army of people fucking... We're standing on business, so I'm just letting people go through. Like, go. I'm staying here.
Yeah.
Pierce the Veil starts playing. I didn't plan on seeing Pierce the Veil. And then I turn around, and it's a sea of fucking people. I do not see anything. And I'm like texting my brother, pulse check, no text back. I'm like, I'm going to lose my brother. We're going to be lost at this. And it's Pierce the Veil's fault because it was fucking crowded.
Wait, did you have service? Because we did not.
It was in and out.
That shit was dog shit.
It was in and
too many,
out.
Too many cell phones at the same place.
We was legit trying to text each other because like we split up. You know,
we made a group chat.
Bro, it was ass.
It was.
We used that shit like 5 times.
The Life 360 didn't fucking work. My idea of using Life 360 didn't work because it was like last seen an hour ago.
Yeah.
I didn't see my brother that entire fucking set. But God damn it, was it the best set I have ever seen. Ever. Like, legit. My Chemical Romance, I can't even count. But that Pierce the Veil fucking set, that whole album, is fucking amazing. It was well-produced. It was crazy. I posted the video on...
Who was the drummer?
Who's the drummer? His brother? Was his brother? It was his friend. I don't remember his name. He wasn't there. It was one of his friends. But that drummer was going off.
Was he black?
He was.
I think it was Lionel Robinson. I think he was there when we played. He was fucking nuts.
He was going wild, dude.
Yeah, nah, he's OD, bro.
That set...
He's fucking crazy.
It gave me an appreciation for that album. Vic is fucking crazy with vocals still. Like, and that's 10 years old. That's a 10-year-old album. So...
Granted... Fuck, how old is he, bro?
I don't know. I think he's like late 30s. Yeah. He's got to be like 35.
I don't even want to look it up because I'm going to be pissed off.
I don't want to look it up.
By far, I think it's one of my top sets ever. And I had a great time. I also had anxiety because there were parts where I would turn around to see if my brother made it back and he wasn't there. I was full little brother mode. Like, I was like, I'm an adult. Yeah. Okay. Like, I could have handled myself. But at the same time, I'm like, that's my fucking brother. Like, he's gone. Like, I was just seeing, I was just imagining him fucking trying to fight through all these fucking little fucking emos, you know? Yeah. And so, great set, amazing. He brought out everybody. He brought out Kellen Quinn from Sleeping with Sirens to play it. He brought out the dude who does the vocals for, I'm Low on Gas, I think. And then he brought out the girl who does the end vocals from Tonight Alive. He brought all the features out for it. Not Tonight Alive. Fuck, what is that band name? I can look it up. I don't know why I don't just look it up. I only know Kellen Quinn.
Jeremy from A Day to Remember, right? He came out because he came out last time.
What I'm looking it up because they did bring up all the features for it. Kellen Quinn, Jason Butler, and Lindsay Stamey. So those were the features. I don't think Jason Butler is from a different band. I don't remember what band he was.
But what album did they play?
Collide with the Sky.
Is Jeremy McKinnon not on that one?
He's not.
What the fuck? What? What? You shitting me? Am I bugging or what?
I don't know. You listen to a lot of music.
He's on Caraphernalia, which is the album before that.
Am I smoked out right now? Are you sure?
Yeah.
What song?
Caraphernalia.
Play it.
It's the album that has Besitos on it. It's the one before this one. It's Selfish Machines.
Your guys' catalog of music is too much.
Not Selfish
what
Machines.
What if I can't forget you? All right.
A Flair for the Dramatic. That one came out in 2007. That's the first John. That's the first John.
The second John, Selfish
Machines. Selfish Machines has Caraphernalia.
Play that song?
I'll play it.
Am I tripping? No shot. That shit is on the second.
Where is he? He's right here, right?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
They did not play any of Caraphernalia. I really wanted to hear Besitos.
Well,
but that's
came,
okay.
Yeah, he came out when we went.
Yeah.
2 years ago.
Man, you guys know so many, so much songs.
Great set. All the little emos left. I stood on business because Jimmy Eat World was playing next. I turn around. I see my brother fucking struggling to come back with the waters in his hand. What a king. I found him. All my anxiety was gone. I was like, thank God. I thought we were going to be lost.
Wait, what happened though? Was he just in line?
So he explained it as he was like, dude, I turned around. There were too many people. I had the waters. He caught a little bit of another set. And then he came back when Pierce the Veil had started. And the entire time he was like trying to like move through to get back to me. And then he had gotten back to the tower. But if everyone's been in a fucking crowd before, it's like an ocean.
Yeah.
So like I didn't realize that where I started, I had slowly moved to the left. And so I was looking back like I was still in that vicinity, but my brother was in reality still over there to the side. So I had moved back and we had found each other again. And he was like, and also my brother gave big props to Pierce the Veil. He was like, I don't fucking listen to this band, but that was such a fucking great set. And so it was a good set. We stood on business. We had our waters. Jimmy Eat World played Bleed American. Fucking hats off. I had so much space for Jimmy Eat World. I always get upset when people start leaving. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, Jimmy World's about to play. Like, what's your problem? They played an amazing set. They played the full album as well. And then we're at the end of the night. I was going to go see Dance Gavin Dance, but I was fucking dead. Like, my legs were fucking dead.
I don't care, dude.
I'm sorry.
No, that don't work.
Sorry. I wanted to see him.
All right, let's be clear about one thing, all right? When I first moved in with Dinko, he told me his all-time favorite band had a poster, a giant-ass poster. Oh, shut your fucking mouth right now. He had a giant-ass poster, was so hyped about the new shirt, the limited shirt that he was going to get with the vinyl. And you're telling me that you had a chance to see your favorite...
Okay, so what did you do?
My legs were fucking dead. And so I told my brother, let's skip Boys Like Girls. Let's skip Dance Gavin Dance. Let's just go to the Alliance stage, which is the backstage. It had AstroTurf and it had a canopy with grass. I was like, let's just fucking rest before Say Anything. And so we went all the way to where Say Anything was going to perform. Like an hour later, we fucking sat down and we rested our goddamn legs and feet.
What album did they perform?
Mothership.
Why?
That was what they originally intended to plan to do, and Andrew did it. I saw some videos
what
of it.
The fuck?
It just sounded weird. It sounded off. I would rather he play like fucking Dance Gavin Dance or Downtown Battle Mountain.
That's not even their best album.
Mothership? I know.
So what?
But it's because they had originally... But it's Tillian's best album.
No, it's not.
I'm arguing with you on this one.
We can fucking argue. No, it's not.
What is Tillian's best album?
The fucking...
Do not...
His new one, right?
His new one.
I hope I have service.
Do not say acceptance speech. Because it's not acceptance.
That was the first
speech.
One that he was on? Yeah. No, it's not that one. It's the one after that one.
That's Mothership.
The one Eagles versus Crows? No, it's not.
Eagles versus Crows?
Yeah,
oh, the single?
That album. No, that album that song is on.
No,
instant gratification. You're smoking doinks.
I don't.
You're smoking.
Wait,
big
no.
Wait. Right,
I don't give a shit.
Oh. Whoa.
Why did you go see your favorite band? Right when I was there.
What
did I tell you my favorite band was?
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
I'm so mad you didn't go to see
your
upset.
Because you,
my legs hurt.
You gotta double down on your favorite. You gotta stand up for that.
Bro, you're at a festival. No shit, your legs gonna hurt.
All
so
my favorite
lit.
Bands were there. Yeah, I was standing.
Oh,
for
now all of a sudden
hours,
we got favorite
bro.
Bands. DGD,
you're
I hope you hear
for
this.
How long?
12 hours.
Oh, pobrecito. Okay, big whoop.
We went.
We did it.
We went.
You're pissing me off.
We went to go sit down. We saw a little bit of a band called Basement. And then we saw the full
why
set of Mom Jeans.
Why did you disrespect Basement like that?
You may have your...
Why the fuck did you
I
just...
I really don't know, I'm being honest.
That was crazy. A little bit of a band called Basement.
No.
Basement is fire, bro.
They were good from what we caught.
That's the crazy part. Is because I don't know who Basement is, but last time he was like, the Basement is fucking tight. And I was like... And then we were just like standing there and he was like... I'm gonna go see the Basement. I was like, damn, I didn't even get to like even think about like trying to go visit with him.
Mom Jeans was cool. We rallied back up. The rest was like well deserved. We saw Say Anything, fucking amazing. I love Say Anything. They played As a Real Boy, but he played Wow, I Can Get Sexual Too, which is one of their most popular songs. And the whole this is where so he's funny. He's a hilarious guy. If you never heard Say Anything, it's mostly spoken word. It's great. It's a great album. It is definitely one of those albums that it has great songs. Alive with the Glory of Love, Admit It, Wow, I Can Get Sexual Too, like the whole album. This motherfucker's mic stand, he like pushed it down for a bit and he couldn't get it back up. And so it was just a short mic stand. And I think I'm delusional at this point, like I'm tired. Because I start busting out laughing because he's trying to get the mic stand back up. And he's just looking at it and judging it. And he's just like, this fucking mic stand. I threw my back out laughing. And it was stiff for the rest of the night. And I literally could not.
What the fuck?
My brother looked at me and said, did you just throw your fucking back out? I was like, yeah. And he's like, welcome to the club, idiot.
That's wild.
So funny. And then they brought in another mic stand that was taller than him, and I just laughed more. And I was just like, anyways, Say Anything was super fun.
You wouldn't have thrown your back out if you watched Dance Gavin Dance.
I absolutely would have thrown my back out.
No, because you wouldn't have been laughing. You would have been enjoying it.
I enjoyed Say Anything.
But you started laughing, and you threw your back out.
So this is the end of the night. We walked to Purple Stage to get ready for My Chem. And I caught a little bit of Escape the Fate. Craig Mabbitt still got it.
No, he doesn't.
It
he
was
never
fun.
Had it.
It was great.
He never had it.
He's such a jerk.
He never had it, bro. Craig
it was
Mabbitt
good,
is
man.
Ass, bro. What was
he played Ashley. He played This War Is Ours. He played The Flood. It was super
this
fun.
This is making a stink face.
What?
I like that album, but Craig Mabbitt is so ass to me, bro. His voice, like, he's the epitome of that voice that I hate. Like, he's the vocal, like, everything that he does vocally, I hate it.
It was good. We only caught 10 minutes because it was the moment.
But you missed Dance Gavin.
That's the crazy.
You can give him 10 minutes. You can give him 10 minutes, bro.
I told my brother.
Hot damn.
That as long as I could see My Chemical Romance, I could hear it, I would be happy. I did not want to push through all these fucking people because, again,
that would have been impossible.
It would have been impossible. And the crowd, the crowd was all the way back.
Yeah,
past the stage, past where the area is, past VIP to the food stands.
And yeah,
I saw it.
That's where we were at.
This is when I ate. I don't think I can ever compare to a moment where I have one of my favorite foods and one of my favorite bands. I was eating fucking chicken tenders with fries, and I was watching Black Parade be performed. I was like, this is what it is about.
I really thought, just so everyone knows, think of Cooks, all right? And I would.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. I would have thought your favorite food was something.
I thought it was gonna be like a burger.
My all-time favorite food is what? You should know.
Chicken tendies.
Chicken tendies. My all-time favorite food is pizza.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's absolutely right. Absolutely pizza. That's right.
But they got chicken tenders, so I was like, "Fuck it, I'll get some chicken tenders." They had pizza, but it was way too expensive. I spent $6 each for those fucking liquid deaths.
Oh, yeah.
I spent like what it was like $70 to $75 on liquid death that day.
Festivals.
It was great. Anyways, My Chemical Romance. I wasn't screaming and I wasn't singing along. I literally just remember just like staring and listening because I was in shock. Like I was just like, this is great. They played most of the albums. And then when they played Cancer, that's when I cried. And then I told my brother we could leave. I didn't let him finish. I was just like, it's going to get crazy in here as soon as they finish. Yeah. Like people are going to be flooding in. We should just get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Like I got. And that was my When We Were Young experience. We got the Uber super quick. We got home. I had 8%. We did it.
You did
and,
it.
And that was it. The food was okay.
Trash.
Well, it wasn't long lines, surprisingly. But they had food lined up throughout the entire fucking festival. Like, there were booths for food and drink. I never waited, like, more than 5 minutes for something.
They learned from the first
time. Yeah.
Because you guys told me that there were food trucks.
Yeah, but I'm sure that's what I was saying. We're the guinea pigs for some of the statistics. Sure. Yeah, which can't be helped. We have to be. Yeah. Like, if you're first, you got to be.
Especially, bro, it was legit the first one. First day they canceled it, I was like, oh, shit, it's over.
Yeah, so they did their best after a shitty, like, thing to happen on the weekend, too, of their first one. I'm sure that brought more morale down, you know? Yeah. But...
You can only go up from there.
So only two mistakes at your festival.
The crowd.
we're not glazing over that.
The crowd. Absolutely. I hate my generation with it or my age group. When I went to Under Oath, when I went to Emory, when I went to those bands who had an older group, not too old. Like I'm talking like maybe even just like 5 to 10 years older than me. It was chill. Everyone was happy. Everyone was nice. And then you get to, like, me and younger, and I fucking hated everybody. Everyone was complaining. They were whining. Like, you ever been to a fucking festival before? Like, what is your problem? No etiquette, pushing through people. This poor girl who wanted to see Sleeping with Sirens was getting fucking tackled, like, moving. Like, she was by herself. And I hate emos because of it. Because I was just like, they had no fucking etiquette whatsoever. These people are loud. They're obnoxious. Like... And they just bitched in the subreddit. Like, the whole subreddit is just them bitching about because a band didn't play their favorite song. Fucking newsflash, bro. They played their album that they were supposed to play. Like,
that's crazy.
But
to complain about that's them not playing. Like, shut the fuck up, bro. They played a whole album, bro.
That's what happens when shit gets popularized. Because our time there was so fucking chill.
Yeah.
Literally, everybody... every single person had like a small bubble around them enough to move. Nobody was too close.
I was in the heat of battle with Pierce the Veil.
Like the only time it got crazy was when like Paramore. Like that's when like it's fucking
Paramore. It's Paramore.
So everybody like just swarmed. It was just
That's
it. Nobody else was playing either though.
Yeah.
Like it was just completely like I've been to festivals before and this is probably the worst crowds that I've been through. And I won't even talk about, like, why are you not singing or why are you not putting your hands up? Like, I get it. Some people don't want to do that. It's fine. It's more so the etiquette and being nice to others. Like, that's for anyone who wants to go to festivals, be nice to the people around you.
Yeah.
Respect everyone.
Be mindful. There.
Be mindful.
There's so many other people besides you.
Be on the lookout for, like, people who get hurt or are clearly fucked up in some way. Because if you go to a festival, the one thing that you're going to learn is the culture shock, is like someone's gonna be ODing or they're gonna be sick.
Yeah.
And it's gonna happen. And if you're not fucking mindful of people who are clearly sick and you're just walking past them because you wanna see your favorite fucking band, you're a shit person.
Yeah.
Because it happened once and she was on the floor and her boyfriend was not doing what he had to do and people are just walking past them like no one's saying, are you okay? Like we're like, do you need water? Like we have like a fucking can we can give you. And he's like, oh, I got it, bro. And like, all right, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, I don't know. The crowd was the worst part. The music was great. I think everyone did a fantastic job. Last, I did rank everybody.
Of course you did.
I did. Under Oath, number one. Great set. They're only chasing safety. The vocals were fucking clean. Everyone was having a good time. I'm taking everything into account. Everyone is having a good time. They threw in Writing on the Wall, which,
no, that's a cheat code, bro.
You know, yeah, exactly.
That song is different.
Yeah.
That shit is different, bro.
I have to listen to it.
Pierce the Veil second, fucking amazing production. They played a great show. Crowd, shit, but it was a great show.
Mind. I'm telling you, because it got popularized.
That shit is and that's, ugly, bro.
And that's the thing, in my thought process, Pierce the Veil wasn't popular, I want to say, like 5 years ago.
You put me on
P2V. P2V.
I feel like no one. You know, friends. I feel like no one fucked with Collide with the Sky. If anything, people were making fun of it because it is the epitome of breakup album emo, and I think people made fun of it. And then I think TikTok, because I keep hearing about Vic Fuentes and TikTok, like popularized that bullshit. And I'm not trying to be indie about it. Like, oh, I
no, they did that cool fucking song with Kellen Quinn.
King for
TikTok,
a day.
TikTok, bro. I was like, what, bitch? This is old. Yeah. It's been my shit. What the fuck?
Yeah. And I don't want to gatekeep. Obviously, I'm not trying to gatekeep Pierce the Veil, but it wasn't popular for a long time. But I was surprised.
Yeah.
You know,
but I don't know. Just like, if you find a song on TikTok, go and you like it, go. Please go like. Do a little bit of research. Like, if you're gonna be part of like this music culture,
yeah,
especially like as strong as a like another strong cult like emo, you gotta do a little bit. You gotta have a little bit.
There was another thing where the lead singer of Simple Plan was having a little talk before I'm Just a Kid.
Yeah,
and he was like, "We're all here. You know, we all come from different backgrounds. Like, we all fit into this scene." And then some lady next to me was like, oh my god, just play I'm Just a Kid. I was like, shut up.
Yeah,
like, he's having a moment, like that,
bro.
Yeah, dang, when's the last time you think he's done this?
That's legit what happened, like, for Paramore.
Yeah,
like Haley was giving this whole speech about like, it doesn't matter, you're gay,
yeah,
black, like all this, and then this stupid fucking bitch.
Oh yeah,
she's like, oh my god, you're like a unicorn. Sorry,
it's,
what?
Like, those people, like...
You don't think black people, like, listen to music?
Yeah.
Like, what?
I don't
fuck my whole day up.
Yeah, I know.
I ain't get to see My Chemical Romance because she made me mad.
I would have been pissed, too. It's fucking...
She was literally people, in the middle of giving a fucking speech.
Bro. Yeah.
Yeah.
And these speeches mean things to people. Like, it's cool. Like, it's nice. And, I don't know. But anyways... Coheed and Cambria. Oh, My Chemical Romance third. I wasn't on the front, but I got to hear it. Coheed and Cambria fourth. Say Anything fifth. Jimmy Eat World. Mayday Parade. The Used. I saw this girl. Her name is Carr. She was pretty cool. She had a lot of good stage presence, so I put her right there. Emery right next. I didn't know the band, but their music, how they performed, these fuckers are 50, and they're killing it. Like, I'm just like, hell yeah, man. Like, this is great. I saw a little bit of Neck Deep. They were pretty good. Simple Plan, Escape the Fate, I only saw a little bit of. I saw a little bit of Mom Jeans. 303 is at the bottom. Senses Fail, I don't blame him for his vocals. That shit is hard, but his showmanship was good. And then at the very bottom, a head-on collision with no one wearing seatbelts, Taking Back Sunday.
No way.
Who would have thought?
No, certainly not us. Certainly not the fucking people who seen them and warned you. Not dang, us, dude.
Then you could have saw my all-time favorite band playing my favorite album, The Starting Line.
I know.
Right? The Starting Line's tight.
My brother looked at me.
Thanks, I appreciate that.
When we got home, he was like, I didn't ever got acceptance with Taking Back Sunday. This is my acceptance.
Yeah.
They're dead to me. Like, I don't need to see them anymore.
Exactly. Like,
it's over.
It's over.
And a lot of this was closure because, like, I got to see these bands I never thought I'd be able to see.
Yeah.
You know? It was good. It was fine. And I was dead after. But yeah. I fucking lived and did it. Got my chicken tenders. They were giving away ghost energy at the end. The hydration water, it's ass. Don't drink it. You're going to rate it to oblivion. It's like a ghost made energy hydration water, like Propel.
Ghost? Like the people that make the energy drinks?
Yeah, they make hydration water. And it's like Sour Patch Kids flavored.
Propel was...
I've had their Sour Patch like energy drink.
They make one for water, though.
That's disgusting.
To hydrate you. It's not good.
That's disgusting.
Shit was burning my throat.
I use Liquid IV. Them shits is fire.
Them shits is fire.
I have no other complaints.
I do. You didn't go to that motherfucking chicken and waffle joint that we went to.
No. Oh,
that place was so fucking fire.
Damn. Wait, what was it called?
I forgot. Like, damn, Randy's or something?
Yeah.
Randy's or something.
So,
bro,
yeah.
Nah, that.
I opted when we got into Vegas to go to Slice Pizza.
Damn, I forgot about that. That shit hit a memory. Bro. I'm hungry.
Because Slice Pizza was the horror theme, and I was like, I want to stay in the spirit of Halloween.
I mean,
I'm going to go to this place. It was good. It was not bad.
Yeah, nah, you can't. Like, yeah. It's pizza, bro.
It's pizza.
It's pizza.
Like, you can't. It sounds good, though.
Have y'all heard about Prince's Street Pizza? No. I want to go there. It's in L.A.
Mm.
I'll continue my thought.
I've just been looking at Michelin star restaurants. Like, I got that, but I don't.
No, soon. One day.
Yeah, we're going to hit up Ruth Chris one day.
I heard like just a ticket for like a 2-star or 1-star Michelin restaurant is not that crazy, honestly. It's like $250 for like 20 courses.
Oh shit.
Yeah. It's like, you know, like, yes, it's expensive and there are small proportions, but I watched somebody talk about like having Michelin portions. It's like it's small because the flavor is so impactful that your taste buds probably could not handle more than that. But like they said, you get. I've heard that you do get full at the end.
Brother brought up something. We were talking about what the When We Were Young lineup is going to look like if there is one, because Warped Tour is back.
Is it really?
Warped Tour is back.
Oh my God, I'm gonna cry.
We already know that Simple Plan, Data Remember, and 303 are gonna be performing.
Huh?
Wait, what?
303, Data Remember, and Simple Plan will be performing.
At Warped?
At Warped Tour. Well, that's all we know right now.
Well.
But we were thinking about what they would do for when we gotta kind of go a little quick because you have work pretty soon. We were thinking they haven't done a lot of ska. Yet, Real Big Fish.
True. Bare Naked Ladies.
Bare Naked Ladies, Bowling for Soup, Save Ferris, bands like that, Goldfinger. Goldfinger was there last year.
I was listening to Goldfinger today.
They also haven't done a big metalcore when we were young. Under Oath was here this year, but like Lorna Shore, Deer and Grey.
Nah, fuck. Crazy.
Even the harder ones, like I Set My Friends on Fire, stuff like that. Like the hard metalcore,
that'll
mid
be fucking,
and end range.
Nah, that'll be fucking crazy. If they have Lorna Shore at Warped Tour.
Yeah. I'm talking
somebody
about
somebody dying.
Yeah.
Even there, somebody dying.
I did hear the Day to Remember crowd for When We Were Young was very rowdy. There were some fights.
Did they? They performed when we went, right? Mm-hmm. I think they're fucking good.
Yeah.
He got so much better though. His vocals live used to be so ass.
I forgot we watched A Day to Remember, but I don't know. I don't. It was too far.
Because it was like it was A Day to Remember, and then it was Paramore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it was just that big ass main stage.
And yeah,
it was just...
I remember hearing it and I remember liking it, but 2 years is a long time ago. I don't know what I had for lunch yesterday. Yeah. Dog. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, no, that's why. Like when he's saying "band," I'm like, did they?
Play? Yeah, they played though. I remember A Day to Remember was there though.
Yeah, no, they were good.
Final thoughts. We were thinking of getting VIP if we go next year, if the lineup is worth it, because it's just, fuck, man. They were living it, VIP. And it's an open. If the lineup's good enough, he was like, man, I really wish Untitled Mixtape was here hanging out with us. And I'm like, yeah, it is what it is. So next year, if the lineup is good, we should probably consider.
If the lineup is good, I'm down.
Yeah.
But when is Warped Tour coming back? Because we'll I never got to experience.
Mine is if I have enough money for both festivals. When I mean both festivals, because I will go to camp as every single time as I possibly can. Yeah. And then you know, if I have money for when we were young, then I'd be down.
Airbnb we stayed in was nice. It's a mile away from the strip. It was dope.
What did we do? Hotel?
Yeah.
We're. I'd be forgetting.
That shit was stupid expensive, though.
It's Vegas.
If not when we were young, we should plan going to a festival. I think it'd be fun.
Yeah.
It'd be good.
Camp.
Be good. Camp.
Would you guys not want to go to camp?
When is camp? Like, when did they, like...
And camp's, like, early, mid-November-ish.
Oh. So it's soon.
Yeah, it's soon.
Oh, that is... Okay.
That's why. Because it's... it's so expensive. Too expensive... Amazing festivals, nonetheless. I'm not saying When We Were Young isn't, but like, I love camp with all my heart.
I'm not gonna do that.
I don't know. It was a Christmas gift.
Oh,
I went for free. Technically,
it was what like
that Airbnb something? Was fucking expensive though.
It wasn't too bad, but we did the first one. It was like $450 or some shit, like with tax or like $425, but it was like $350 for general plus admission.
Okay.
Yeah. Something like that. But I get VIP at camp. I love, bro.
They bring back Warped Tour, I have to go.
No, if they bring back Warped Tour, that's priority. That's priority number one.
I never got to experience
that.
It'll
be in Long Beach next year, around July.
Oh, damn it.
So
I gotta wear all black.
You mean blue?
No. I can't wear all blue.
I can't. I just be an Asian boy, right? Like when you know the Asian, like the Cambodian Crips that live in like Long Beach, like
yeah.
Final thoughts, Jess?
Yeah.
Any words of advice for go? Imagine festival they goers or.
Say that again.
Final what? Thoughts, words of advice for festival goers, anything?
Don't listen to Taking Back Sunday.
Yeah.
Like
don't do that.
With all due disrespect, because like the way, bro.
Just keep the memory. Keep the memory.
Hard,
yeah, man. It's hard. It's
don't it's ruin. Hard.
Take it from someone who got the advice and still went to go see them. Yeah, it ain't like that anymore.
You know,
man.
Go listen to one song and then leave. I think everybody who is a Taking Back Sunday fan does need to understand like why, but they're gonna go see for themselves. So listen to like one song and then know that we warned you and be like, okay, yeah.
Bro, and Where You Wanna Be is right around the corner for 20-year anniversary. Fuck. This photograph is
GG's.
Proof. Yeah, but
for them, it's GG's.
Don't be a dick. Respect your fellow festival goer.
See, but that's another thing, though. Like,
if they will reciprocate that respect.
It's like, because people are coming from different places. And, like, there's different etiquette in, like, different scenes in different cities and stuff. So, like, the way, like, people in, like, L.A. or the Valley or the AV won't be the same from somebody in, like, Vegas and
the
IE. But
I will argue that it should just be, like, etiquette for a festival. Like, I'm not talking about going to a concert of your favorite band. I'm talking about going to a festival with a bunch of people. Like, Coachella always has the same etiquette.
Camp I mean, it's Flagna, just shitty people that exist.
Yeah, shitty people
exist. Yeah, but like, doesn't mean that we should allow it.
You, no, y'all should.
Yeah, nah.
Stand
not
on business.
At all, but like, yeah. Some people are just like shitty.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my advice.
Y'all gotta learn how to be mindful. Learn that everybody wants to listen to the band just as much as you do.
Very Stop. Mindful.
Yeah. Stop pushing to the God. Front when you're taller than 80% of the people. Exactly. You don't need to be up there.
Why are you looking at me?
Because, I know you don't do that, but I was just looking in that direction. I wasn't even thinking about that. That's crazy that you said that.
Why are you looking at me?
I was like, I don't know. My face is facing this way. I don't know what to tell you.
Ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, we will see you next time, and that'll be our Halloween episode before Halloween itself. So shout out to the we're not working on it anymore. Shout out to the Bassblown family. We are joined with a bunch of other awesome podcasts, the Chit Show podcast, Know Your Rights, and the Siren Songbook. We also have a Discord that you can join us and chat with us, discord.gg/bassblown. With that being said, have a wonderful day. Follow us on Instagram @theentitledmixtape, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah.
Peace.